Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald. Historians and critics have pored over the recordings of these jazz greats so exhaustively, it might feel like they have left no stone unturned. And yet, we're seeing a slew of exciting new discoveries lately from these and other artists, so-called lost albums by some of the biggest names in jazz, like this new Miles Davis record. Here to talk about this is Nate Chenin from member station WBGO and Jazz Night in America. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Rachel.
Can you explain to me how this keeps happening? I mean, how is it that they keep making these finds?
Well, for jazz historians and record producers, the work never finishes. You know, there's always another lead to be pursued, another corner to be explored. And when we think we know everything about an artist, especially a prominent artist like Miles Davis, there's often something else that we hadn't considered. Ugh. We also happen to be in this time when the industry has a commercial motivation for, you know, producing these new discoveries. One of the biggest jazz albums of 2018 was something recorded in 1963 by saxophonist John Coltrane. Mm. Called Both Directions at Once. It was on the charts. It sold over 250,000 copies.
Amazing. And later this month, there's another new Coltrane album, right? It's called Blue World. Let's take a listen. Okay, tell us about this.
John Coltrane recorded this music for a film in Montreal. It's a cornerstone of the Québécois film movement, but outside of that movement, it hasn't been all that widely seen. So the film historians and the jazz scholars didn't connect the dots here. And because the music wasn't cataloged by the label, it fell into this kind of blind spot. And the thing is, this music was recorded at the absolute height of the John Coltrane Quartet's powers. Hmm. This is 1964. They're a few months away from making their masterpiece, A Love Supreme, and they're just really firing on all cylinders.
So I mentioned the new Miles Davis. Let's just listen to a little bit more from the album Rubber Band. So what's the backstory on this record?
Well, whereas Coltrane was at his peak in 1964, you know, Miles was in a slightly different place in 1985. He was really trying to reboot his career and get to a more pop-oriented sound. These tracks were never released. These are more sort of unfinished experiments. So, you know, a lot of post-production cosmetic surgery happened to create this album, Rubber Band.
I mean, it sounds good, right? That's Lettucey on vocals, but do you consider it a lost album?
You know, we have to sort of raise an eyebrow at that term here because there's no way Miles would have envisioned this album because, I mean, Lettucey wasn't recording music in 1985.
Right.
You know, this sound is clearly something from our time, not his. So is it a lost album? I don't know, but it is indisputably some music that Miles Davis made at an interesting moment. And because he is who he is, people will be interested to hear, you know, what this is all about.
We've got one more example of a recent lost album. This is Getz at the Gate by the late saxophonist Stan Getz. What is important about this album to you?
Well, when you think of Stan Getz, I think many people think of his bossa nova period, you know, Getz Gilberto. Getz Gilberto was one of the great jazz crossover albums of its day. It was a huge hit. It's that soft lyrical style that people associate with him. Well, this was a live recording made in 1961, a few months before he began that journey with jazz samba. And he's leading a fabulous band with Roy Haynes on drums. He's swinging so hard on the bandstand. And so you have this document of another side of Getz.
Uh,
He's such a strong improviser. He's so swinging, and the band is so tight behind him. I mean, how can you complain about it? It's amazing.
Right, there's power in the live performance, right?
Absolutely. And this is an area where the windfall just keeps coming. We've seen so many live recordings that become cherished albums now that weren't originally conceived as albums. But this is what's happening now, and it's all to the better, I think.
Good time to be a jazz lover.
Absolutely.
Nate Chinen of member station WBGO and Jazz Night in America. Nate, thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.